Hello, I'm Gary Aid, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Washington Wizards and the Chicago Bulls. Washington comes in with a record of 11-13, Chicago, meanwhile, 9-14 on the year. Over their last 10, Washington is just 3-7 and is on a three-game losing streak. Chicago, same thing, 3-7 over that span, three-game losing streak. Let's take a look at the numbers. 111 averaged per game by the Wizards, which is 18th in the NBA. 111.5 by the Bulls, which is 16th. Defenses, 112.5 allowed per game by the Wizards, and 112.8 allowed by the Bulls, so very much the same. 14.6 is the number of turnovers the Bulls average per game, 13.3 for the Wizards, so a nice advantage there. Shooting numbers, 47% from the field for Washington, 46.9 for Chicago, so very equal there. 35.4 from distance for the Bulls. Slight advantage over the 33.8 from beyond the arc by the Wizards. Free throw numbers, 76.9 for Washington versus 82.5 for Chicago. Again, a nice little advantage there for the Bulls. And bench scoring is pretty close, 32.3 for Chicago, 33.5 for Washington. The Wizards won the first game of this season series, 102-100, and each team last played on December 4th. As far as injuries, Washington will be without Rui Hachimura. Bradley Beal is listed as day-to-day. Chicago is fully healthy. As for picking this one, I'm going to go with the Wizards. I think they're a little bit better than the Bulls this year. Even without Bradley Beal, I think Porzingis and Kyle Kuzma can carry the day. I think the Bulls have lost their mojo, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them selling before the end of the trade deadline. That does it for our on-court look of Wizards and Bulls. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA. Here's our betting preview of the Washington Wizards at Chicago Bulls. Bulls, a five-point home favorite. Saw some five-and-a-halves early this morning before moving right back to that five number. Total of 227.5. This has been bet up from 225 on the open. Wizards 9-12 in 3 ATS, 4-5 and 2 ATS on the road, just 3-7 ATS in their last 10. The Bulls 10-12 in 1 ATS overall, 5-5 at home, 3-7 in their last 10. The Wizards 13 overs, 11 unders. The Bulls have been an under team, 14 unders to 9 overs. Both teams have been off since Sunday. Teams did play earlier this year. Washington 102-100 home win. This was a push and under the total. Bulls 4-1 ATS run in this series at home. 4-1 ATS in the last five at home. 9-3-1 overall ATS for the Bulls against the Wizards. And the over 13-5-1 in the last 19 games played in Chicago. Wizards are trending over, five straight overs after a loss. Wizards, however, just 1-7-2 ATS in their last 10 overall, 0-3-2 ATS in their last five on the road. Bulls trending under, six straight at home. They haven't been home for a while. They're out on that seven-game West Coast trip, so it's been a couple weeks since they played at the home court. Under is 5-1 in their last six on 2 days rest. Bulls are 1-4 ATS overall, but those were played on the road. Bradley Beal, mid-December hamstring injury, looks to be sidelined here. Alex Caruso questionable tonight with the ankle. I like the Bulls here. I mean, coming off that long roadie, a decent short number against a team that has struggled overall, specifically though, struggling on the road. So I think the Bulls minus five is a good number here. Leaning on the under as well. You know, with the Bulls, I think they can control the pace here. Beal being out leaves some offensive makeup needed for Washington. And both teams in the middle of the pack, the offense, defensive points per game splits. But I like the Bulls here and lean on the under. More stack in the NBA betting previews on the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, stacking the NBA, our betting preview of the Wizards and Bulls.